Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Now that Congress has approved drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, Alaska's leaders are eagerly pursuing the next steps needed for oil development. This week, the Walker administration asked the legislature for $10 million to help pay for seismic testing on the coastal plain of the refuge. Seismic testing will provide the first clues about how much oil is in the refuge and where. The Interior Department is expected to roll out more details on oil lease sales in the refuge in the coming weeks. In his third attempt at filling an open seat in the state Senate, Governor Bill Walker has appointed Mike Schauer of Wasilla. Schauer is subject to confirmation by Senate Republicans. His resume states that Schauer is retired from the U.S. Air Force and is a pilot with FedEx. If confirmed, he would replace Wasilla Republican Mike Dunleavy, who resigned to run for governor. In his State of the University address yesterday, University of Alaska President Jim Johnson addressed the need for an increase in state funding after 4 years of cuts. Johnson described the challenges the university has faced since the state's economic downturn began.
These cuts hurt badly, but the greater impact than to us here at the university is the impact to the state and to our reduced capacity to serve our large unmet needs for higher education.
The university's annual budget has declined by more than $60 million since 2014. The Board of Regents requests an increase from the state for the next fiscal year, but Governor Bill Walker's proposed budget would flat fund the university at $317 million. After his speech, Johnson says he feels the legislature recognizes that the university is a good investment. The owner of Alaska's largest newspaper, the Anchorage Daily News, is purchasing three other publications. In an announcement on Monday, the Binkley Company says it is buying two weeklies, the Alaska Journal of Commerce and the Chugiak Eagle River Star, and the monthly Alaskan Equipment Trader. All three are currently owned by Morris Communications. The Binkley Company bought the former Alaska Dispatch News in bankruptcy court last summer to cut costs. It outsourced printing and laid off some staff. It also returned the newspaper's name to the Anchorage Daily News. National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for Juneau and other parts of southeast Alaska. The watch is in effect starting tomorrow morning until tomorrow night and includes areas such as Petersburg and Wrangell. Forecaster Rick Fritch says the Juneau area can expect a total of 5 to 6 inches of snow overnight on Thursday.
Snow starting on Thursday morning, and if the rain snow line stays to the west of Juneau, which is what the winter storm watch is predicated on, the heaviest snow is going to happen in the evening overnight hours Thursday night going into Friday.
Fritch encourages residents to open up their storm drains by their streets before plows come by and pack the snow down. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.